Reeser, G.W. Burden, J.A. Executive Committee of Southern California Conference. Oakland, California, August 19, 1906. To Elders Reeser, Burden, and the Executive Committee of the Southern California Conference. Dear brethren, I am very anxious that brethren Reeser and Burden and their associates shall see all things clearly. God has given to every man a certain work to do, and he will give to each the wisdom necessary to perform his own appointed work. To brethren Reeser and Burden, I would say, in all your counsels together, be careful to show kindness and courtesy toward each other. Guard against anything that has the semblance of a domineering spirit. Be very careful not to do anything that would restrict the work at Loma Linda. It is in the order of God that this property has been secured, and he has given instruction that a school should be connected with the sanitarium. A special work is to be done there, in qualifying young men and young women to be efficient medical missionary workers. They are to be taught how to treat the sick without the use of drugs. Such an education requires an experience in practical work. The work at Loma Linda demands immediate consideration. Preparations must be made for the school to be opened as soon as possible. Our young men and young women are to find in Loma Linda a school where they can receive a medical missionary training, and where they will not be brought under the influence of some who are seeking to undermine the truth. The students are to unite faithfully in the medical work, keeping their physical powers in the most perfect condition possible, and laboring under the instruction of the great medical missionary. The healing of the sick and the ministry of the word are to go hand in hand. There is to be a thorough education in Bible truth. The word of God is spirit and life. We need constantly to look to Jesus. The efficiency of every worker is largely determined by the education and training he receives. In our educational institutions, there is to be a higher class of education than can be found elsewhere. The students are to be treated kindly, tenderly, and interestedly. In order properly to fit the sanitarium and the school at Loma Linda to carry on the work that the Lord has plainly directed should be carried on, means must be raised. And let no one act a part in influencing our brethren and sisters in Southern California not to do that which needs to be done. The Lord has blessed Elder Burden, and he will continue to bless him as he continues to move in the fear of God and plans wisely and economically with his associates for the fitting up and management of the institution. If any of his brethren act arbitrarily in an effort to restrain him in this, they would be found hindering the very work that the Lord has signified should be done. He is not to be forced to turn aside from his convictions as to the way in which the work under his charge shall be carried on. In the carrying forward of the educational work at Loma Linda, our brethren must constantly guard against the efforts of the enemy to bring in a spirit of criticism and of alienation between brethren. There are times when certain sanitariums will have to pass through a close, severe struggle for means in order to do a special work which the Lord has particularly designated should be done. In such emergencies, they are to be free to receive gifts and donations from our churches. Some who receive the truth have means, and they will aid in sustaining the good work which should be done in our sanitariums. My brethren, I am praying that the Lord will guide you in the very best methods of reaching hearts. Let no one, whatever his official position, decide matters fully on his own judgment, or he may make mistakes that will have to be corrected. One thing is certain, we have a short work before us. We are living very near the end of this earth's history. For years we have wrestled to see the work of God advanced in Southern California. At one time we found such narrow, prescribed plans that the work could not move forward. Then, when an effort was made to advance, it resulted in large outlay and in extravagant plans that were altogether out of order. Then followed a pressure for money, and the work was held back. Still, the light kept coming to me that the work should be conducted after a different order, that many plans and devisings of men needed to be changed. Of late, some moves have been made. The Lord has wrought in the securing of properties at Fernando, at Paradise Valley, and at Glendale. A sanitarium has been established at Loma Linda, and this is in the providence of God. Some know how difficult it has been to accomplish the work that has been done. But the work at Loma Linda is not yet perfected. More money must be raised in order to make this place a center for the training of medical missionary evangelists. As the President and Executive Committee of the Southern California Conference, unite with Brother Burden and his associates in planning for the thorough accomplishment of the sanitarium and schoolwork at Loma Linda, they will find strength and blessing. Brother Burden is not to be bound about in his work. Pray to the Lord, my brethren, counsel together, and then labor unitedly to help in establishing the work which we all so greatly desire shall not be hindered. The work of higher education has been greatly hindered because men and women have not discerned spiritual things as they should. We should know the facts that are of weight in making decisions. All our brethren are to be sober-minded and cautious. Those who hold office need the ability to view every matter wisely. We are all to be workers together with God.